So today we're going to discuss a very, very important pastime from Krishna Leela. Can we all come closer? Yes. Maybe like this and in front. Manas, you can come here. This side. Yes. Come closer. Thank you. It's a very important pastime. So all of us know, when Krishna was a baby, there was the first demon who came to kill him. Anyone knows the name? Putana, yes, Putana. You know what happened? Now Kans Maharaj, who is supposed to be the uncle of Krishna, there was an Akashvani when Krishna's parents, Devaki and Vasudev, they got married. And Kans, he became the chariot driver. Devaki and Vasudev are sitting behind on the chariot. And the chariot starts from the house of Devaki. And now it is going to the house of Vasudev. In between, there was Akashvani. Yes? I'm not talking about any FM channel. What was Akashvani? Anyone knows? Yes? You said something? Yes. What was Akashvani? Eighth son. Firstly, the Akashvani said, comes, you're a fool. Because the eighth son of your sister is going to kill you and you're carrying her on the chariot. You're the biggest fool on earth. And as soon as he heard this, he went crazy. He went crazy. And then many things happened. And with time, after that, so Kans Maharaj thought, the TK 8th son is going to kill. No. So, let's relieve Devaki and Vasudev for some time. Later we'll see what to do. Now what happened is, there was some incident where Kans got to know that the 8th son of Devaki is born somewhere else. Someday we'll take this pastime of how the first 7 kids were born and how the 8th son appeared. That is Krishna, how Krishna appeared. Someday we'll take this. But now, Kans Maharaj got to know that he has appeared somewhere. Now, after he got to know this particular thing, he called for a sabha. He called for all his wonderful demoniac ministers. So Kans, he started asking this question to all of them. See, now my death personified, that is 8th son of Devaki, has appeared somewhere. And I am very fearful. What should I do? This was the question which was posted. Now, when it comes to demons around, what suggestion they will give? They started saying, see, let's do one thing. From past few days or few weeks, whichever child has born, let's kill all of them. This was the solution given by the demonic people. This is a very, very important point, the first point for today's session. So it depends what association we have. Depending on the association, our mentality will also change and our thought process will be like that. Now Kans did not have this in his head, that he should kill everyone. But when the associates, all his nice demonic associates told, we should kill everyone, then he said, "Arey, mast hai ye to. Amazing idea." And then maybe, I don't know, he might have given his chain and things like that also. Don't know. Yes. But now Kans had this question. Who would like to do the honors? Who would like to take up this task? Wonderful task. So at that time, one demoness, one lady came forward. And her name was Putana. This is a nice shloka. Let's recite the shloka. And then we will move ahead. Nayatra Shavanadini Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi Nayatra Shavanadini Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu dhanyas chatatrahi Nayatra shavanadini Raksho jnani swakarmasu Kurvanti satvatam bhartur Yatu dhanyas chatatrahi. So we can take lead, someone can take lead, we'll repeat.
Nayatra sarva
नयत्र श्रवणादीनि रक्षो ज्ञानी स्वकर्मसु कुर्वन्ति सात्वतां भर्तुर् यातु धान्यश्च तत्र हि. Someone else would like to try? Yes, be bold. No marks for this. I'll tell. First chant. Yes. Nayatra Shravanadini Raksho Jnani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartu Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi. Yes, one more. Nayatra Shravanadini Raksho Jnani Swakarmasu Raksho Jnani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi. Anyone else would like to try? Yes. Nayatra Shravanadini Raksho Jnani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi. Can someone read the English translation given below? A bit louder.
My dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional services, service by chanting and hearing there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about focus while Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present.
Now, why this verse has come here? What is the reason? So, the discussion between two people that is happening here. So, Bhagavad Gita is a discussion between Krishna and Arjuna. So, all of us know this. Srimad Bhagavatam is a discussion between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. Now, as soon as Sukadeva Goswami heard that Putana is taking this task of going and killing all the kids, all the small infants who have been born in last few weeks, Parikshit Maharaj had a very fearful face. What will happen now? And then Sukadeva Goswami is looking at his face and then he chants the shloka, "Arey, don't worry. Just by chanting Krishna's name, all the elements, bad elements go away. Arey, here Krishna is personally present. Why are you worrying so much?" Yes? That's how this verse has come into picture. So it's a very, very important point to take from this class that there's so much of negative energy in this world, isn't it? All of us know this. So much of negative energy. I'm not talking about ghosts, by the way. Yes? I'm talking about people who act like ghosts. So many people around and so much of negative energy. And sometimes when people come to me for counseling, they say this, that I want to really be positive always. I want to be enthusiastic always. But what do people around are not allowing me? They're so negative that they keep pulling me down every now and then. So the one important point that we have to understand is, wherever there is spiritual practice, wherever there is bhakti, all these things cannot affect the person. Yes? So if we are a spiritualist, if we are practicing bhakti every single day, now bhakti doesn't mean just doing that the entire day. At least some time of the day, if we can invest on this very wonderful aspect called bhakti, that is hearing and chanting. So all of you are hearing and you just chanted the shloka also. Yes? And then towards the end, we'll also do the mantra meditation. So in this way, when every day we do a small amount of spiritual practice, what happens? All the bad elements will remain away from that place. Yes? Isn't that very wonderful? So let's come back to the pastime of Putana. What exactly happened? Now Putana, she took this role. She took this task. Okay, let me go and do this task of killing everyone. All the infants were born few weeks back. She started. Now you see, she cannot go just like that because she was very, very horrifying in looks. Very horrifying. So what she did was, she started dressing herself very nicely. Dimonus, she could just, you might have seen in some cartoon and things like that, they will turn 2-3 times and they'll change, they'll change their clothes. Yes. So she had a mystical power by which she could disguise in any ways. She disguised as a very, very beautiful lady. Very beautiful. Don't imagine now. Everyone is thinking, very beautiful. It is described that her bodily features were so beautiful. She was wearing a very beautiful sari. She was holding a lotus flower in the hand and very beautiful makeup on the face. And the hair, they were decorated with nice, beautiful flowers. And the way she was walking, yes, it was so beautiful. It is described, it is so beautiful. Now, why am I describing a demoness like this? I'll answer at the end. You can ask me if I forget to answer. Yes? So she's walking with the lotus flower. Now she enters Gokul, where Krishna is there. Krishna is just 6 days, by the way. He's just 6 days old. By the way, Krishna cannot be old, so we'll call it a 6 days young. Yes? He's still in the cradle. And now she enters Gokul. Now she's holding the lotus flower and she's walking, almost as if she's walking on a ramp. Ramp walk, yes? She's walking very, very gracefully. And all the people around, all the Brajabasis, all the people staying in Gokul, they're looking at her, drinking the nectar. Similar experience you people have? Yes. Some person is walking and then you scan from top to bottom, top to bottom. Especially I've seen this in colleges. Yes. So she is walking and everyone is looking, and here Bhagavatam says especially men. It is mentioned especially men were looking like this. And the females, the gopis, were talking amongst themselves. They are saying, oh, she looks like Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. And maybe she has come in search of her husband, and maybe Krishna might be her husband. So she has come here in search of her husband. And some person said, yeah, maybe that is the case. But also I think that she can also be a very, very nice heavenly being. She might be some apsara from the heaven. She has come here, you know, just to grace this entire place of ours. We are so fortunate. We are so fortunate that goddess of fortune herself, she has come to bless all of us. Was that the case? Everyone is giving their own judgment. Yes. You look at us also. When we see a person for the first time, yes, immediately we'll pass a judgment. Ah, this person is like this. Have you all noticed this? Any new person, like for example, you're in your college or you're sitting in your office, a new employee comes or a new student comes in. Just by looking at the person and maybe hearing few words, we'll decide. Ah, ye to gaya guzra hai. Gone kiss. He's very nice person. And if it's a female, then obviously we'll say, very nice girl. We have not even spoken, but still the judgment is passed. One personal incident I would like to share. Being a monk, being a sadhu, I have to be transparent. So I'll share this in public. So this was, I think, last year, 2018. I was giving college sessions. College students would come to hear this, only college students. So after the class, every week, week after week, after the class, we would serve dinner. And in that, there would be sweet also. Yes? Now, one boy was there who would never take sweet. He would say, no, no, I don't want. So what I did was, I personally went one day. After a few sessions, I personally went. I served him saying, please take. Now I said, no, no, I don't want. Now I was like, are you're rejecting me also. I'm the speaker. I mean, ego to hai, abhi kya kare? Yes, we are in this material world. Yes. I was thinking, how dare he rejects me also? Yes. He could have taken. No, what is the problem? Nahi pasand hai, toh bhi kya hua? Lena chahiye. With that mood I had, no, it was there in my head. Yes, unfortunately. Then one day he came for a counseling. So I was sitting with him and talking to him. Some problems he shared, we gave some solution to him. Then I asked him one question that, why is it that you don't take sweets? That day you didn't take sweets from me also. This is 19-year-old boy. Yes? Third year of engineering. Yes, he was in third year at that time. So I was talking to him. And then he told me a very, very important thing. I was almost in tears that how can I judge a person like this just by some dealings. He said, what can I do? I take insulin every day. I've got diabetes. I was shocked to hear this. And I was, you know, cursing myself that how can you judge like this just by talking few times or just by seeing few times? Yes? So in this way, you know, just by seeing people, just by talking to people few times, you just decide like that? Yes?